This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Jonathan, at the moment you can prepare for military action, in this case Israel, and that also can be supportive of the negotiations. It focuses the Iranians on the alternative to a negotiation, and you can also be preparing for military action. I do.
All right, we got former Senator Jim Talent on the line with us this morning. And Jim, that was a guy named Richard Haass who was on there commenting over the evacuation of some personnel from Middle East embassies and stations for the U.S. And I don't know, it leads you to believe maybe something's about to happen with Iran.
Yeah, it's definitely a sign of it, because what the Iranians will do once, and the attack if it comes, I should say, it's going to be an Israeli-led attack. They're going to do all the first day of the war stuff.
Yeah.
Taking out, which means taking out the remaining anti-aircraft defenses, et cetera. American participation is probably going to be limited to the heavy bombers that the Israelis don't have. And I think it was always very likely to come to this. I mean, by negotiating the way we have, I think we've made clear that the United States wanted a peaceful resolution. I think that was important in terms of the overall region.
Right.
But the Iranians are not going to give up their nuclear infrastructure, and the president's made clear that's the bottom line. That's what they have to do. So anyway, the concern is that the Iranians will react by trying to, attack embassies, et cetera. And so we're preparing for that.
Do you think they get that? Do you think they take Trump more seriously because they kind of did what they wanted under Biden? It's like Haass said there, this can be both things. I mean, evacuating those personnel can be a message as part of the negotiation with Iran that if you don't come to the table on this, we are prepared to take action.
Yes, I do think they take Trump seriously. There's a lot of things that could be working here. I mean, number one is that the Iranians understand the nuclear capability is their long-term survival ticket, just as it's been for North Korea. So, I mean, it's their most important goal. It's the worst thing that could happen, the single worst thing that could happen in the Middle East. I do have a concern that everybody knows President Trump is famously anti-war, which is a good thing. But I do think it tempts some aggressors to challenge him. Now, yeah. When we attacked the Houthis, which we did for about 10 weeks, I think, that should have shown them, but maybe it didn't. Or maybe it's just that they feel they have no other choice. In other words, that they cannot do what we are insisting that they do because the nuclear weapons are the way that the regime stays in power. In any event, I think it's coming to this. It needs to come to this. War is always terrible, but this is not something that that we can allow to happen, and we're fortunate that the Israelis will do most of the work.
Yeah.
There's just so much going on worldwide, and obviously Trump inherited a lot of this mess that was going on when Biden was president. And you think about Russia and Ukraine and how it seems like they might just have to continue fighting it out, which will lead to how many more deaths, how much more destruction.
Yeah, exactly. And that's an important point, Kim. I really don't think the Ukraine war happens if Trump is still president. It's so much easier to have prevented it than it is now to stop it, because there are risks to Putin if he ends this war on any terms other than allowing him to claim complete victory. I mean, one of his major concerns is his ultra-nationalist bloggers and forces in Russia that he cannot completely suppress and that are free to criticize him when he appears too reasonable. So from his perspective, you know, continuing the war allows him to continue to make claims about how much success they're having, even though they've lost 1 million men and gained territory about the size of Rhode Island. I mean, it's a terrible, terrible tragedy.
Jim, I know I didn't warn you about this, but I want to talk about some internal Republican politics. A lot of the conservatives I know are worried about Senator Josh Hawley because he has come out and endorsed a nationwide $15 an hour minimum wage. And that kind of took a lot of people by surprise. Any thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, I always thought that the minimum wage ought to be adjusted by state because standard of living is so different from one state to another. So I can't sit here and tell you it's a policy that I would agree with. But there are differences. Look, the Republican Party is a coalition of people who agree on, 80% of the things? Certainly the office holders do, but they don't agree on everything. And so, you know, there are differences of opinion. I think Josh Hawley's been a fine senator. I think he's going to continue to be a fine senator. And also remember, you know, when you come out for something, that's sort of your opening proposition. So, in other words, that doesn't necessarily mean that's exactly what he expect to have happen. So, yeah, I mean, I'm pleased he's our senior senator. He's doing a great job. That doesn't mean I agree with him about everything.
Yeah, I don't agree with him necessarily on this. I was a little surprised that it's a Democrat, I think, who's co-sponsoring the bill that was proposed for this federal minimum wage hike. I didn't think that Hawley would be interested in a run for president, but then when he's doing things like this and questioning Medicaid, which I guess now he's on board with a big, beautiful bill, it makes me think, are you considering something? Is there something in the works going on here? Like you're looking to come off a limb, be a little bit more moderate in some ways?
Yeah, I really don't think that this is a political maneuver. I mean, Josh Hawley does what he thinks is right. I mean, I doesn't mean I agree with him on everything, but he is very concerned, as is somebody like a Jason Smith, who's the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee. I mean, I've heard Jason talk a number of times. I know him very well. And he says, look, I want the tax laws to be oriented so that they help small business people, farmers and workers. And I think that's where Senator Hawley's trying to move national policy in general, whether he's right or wrong on this thing. That's what he believes. He's doing what he thinks is right.
Well, Jim, we always appreciate your input, my friend. Thank you.
You are welcome.
Yep. Have a great day. Former Senator Jim Talent there. I even got a text this morning from somebody who's pretty involved in grassroots politics and grassroots politics in Missouri who was shocked when at Josh Hawley's attitude on the flag burning too. She believed that it's a freedom of speech issue.
I would agree with that more. I don't think it should be jail time.
So the couple things that he said, not that I don't overall support him, don't get me wrong, but you can have differences on some of these things. Coming up, we're going to get to State Rep Mark Mathiesen on yesterday's stadium vote. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.